Hey, can I talk to you about something? No, it's nothing serious. I mean, it's serious. It's something I take seriously, but it's not like anything bad. Nothing bad, actually. I think you'll like it. Oh, jeez, it's probably the worst way to start up this conversation. Okay, maybe it's just. Okay, can I start this over? Okay, so this is something that we've talked about before. So, hopefully it won't be anything new. It's something I take really seriously, okay? Like, I don't think it's just something people should say lightly to each other. Some words should just have a lot of weight to them. And I think this is just one of those words that we should really be conscious of. Like, falling in love. That's so. It's such a scary phrase to me. I mean, I think all the phrases with the word love in them should be at least a little scary, but falling in love is. It's a really nerve-wracking concept to me. That and being lovesick for somebody. It's just. Like, it makes it sound like love is an affliction. Like how falling head over heels with someone is just something that just happens to you, right? It's like catching a cold or finding a dollar on the ground. Falling in love, if it's something that can just happen to you, then where's the I don't know. Like, I feel like it loses a lot of importance. If it's something that can just happen to you, like, if you fall in love, then can't you just, at the same time, fall out of love? I don't know. Love is something that you want to be permanent, right? I think that's reasonable. I think most people would probably agree with that, right? I guess. This has just been. It's been on my mind. A lot. Since we've been together, and everything has been really great. And I really, really enjoy being with you. You're fun and you're witty, and I really like doing stuff with you and laughing with you. And you're really, really beautiful. And I have been thinking. I guess about where this is all going. You and me, us, and I guess I've been thinking about this in particular. It's complicated and kind of scary in an exciting kind of way, you know? So I've been thinking about it a lot. Love, I mean, you know. What is love? No, but like, yeah, actually, like, I ended up looking up stuff online about. Hey, what? No, it's not dorky. Okay, maybe it is a little bit dorky, but like, hey. Hey, this is Don't tease me about it. I'm trying to make a point here. Okay. Actually, though, you know that super cliche Bible verse that they always use in weddings? 1 Corinthians 13, something something, love is patient, love is kind, something something something, not self-seeking, rejoices in the truth, something something, always protects, right? And that's, I mean, it's helpful. But at the end of the day, that's just a list of traits about love. Like, when you love somebody, you're patient for them. And when you love somebody, you don't hold grudges against them. But, like, that's stuff that I think we already know. Like, I know that love means doing those things. I just had some trouble thinking about what love is. I think the only part of that whole thing was the part where it said, love never fails. That part had stuck out to me a lot. I think that really, really means something. So I don't think love is something that just happens to you. I think it's a choice that we make. Does that make sense? Like, I think it's something that requires enough dedication and time, and I think it's something that we have to consciously decide to do. And it's something that we have to consciously keep doing. Does that make sense at all? Like, I've been reading all this stuff, right? And the Greeks, they had a bunch of different words for love. Like, there's storge, which is familial love. And there's phileo, which is like the kind of love you have for your best friend, right? Like, loving a best friend isn't quite the same thing as loving your family. And neither of them are the same way that, you know, like, you or I should feel or act about each other, you know? It's all different kinds of love. So it's like, what kind of love should I feel for you, you know? What does it mean? There's the Eros kind of love, like a passionate, romantic kind of love. And that's, I think, like, that's the way most people think. We'd attach that kind of thing to a romantic partner, right? Because there's a, I'm romantically attracted to you. And I'm sexually, really, like, you're, yeah, I think you're really, yeah, so Eros love, romance, boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, right? And I don't know. I feel like that kind of love, it's still sort of like the falling in and out of love kind of love. It's not like, it doesn't feel like the end all and be all kind of love. Obviously, I feel that way about you, but I don't want that to be it. I want there to be more to it than that. So, there's another word that the Greeks had for love. and it's agape. And agape is, that's like the ultimate kind of love. It's unconditional. It's the kind of love that means sacrificing everything for somebody else and expecting nothing in return. They use that word for the highest form of love, the kind that lasts forever and never falters. And unconditional love, no matter what love, I actually don't think it's really that possible for human beings. Like, nobody's perfect. And I don't think anybody is perfect enough to functionally love somebody fully like that. But that brings me back to what I was saying earlier about love being a choice. I think the love I'm trying to talk about is putting the other person before yourself enough to constantly pursue and strive for that kind of unconditional, perfect love. It means putting in the work, the dedication, and the time into being the best person I can be for you. And it means trying as hard as I can to pour everything I am into making you happy. And that's what I settled on. At the end of many weeks of deliberation, while thinking about you and us and I'm ready to make that choice and tell you that I love you. I finally said it for the first time, and I really, really mean it. I love you. I love you as a friend. I love you as a romantic partner. And spending time with you is my favorite thing in the world. I'm really happy with you. I'm really happy getting to be with you and hold you and kiss you. I'll say it again. I love you. I love you. I love you. It feels so good to finally have it mean something to me and to be able to say it to you. I love you. I love the feeling of your lips against mine. I love pressing my body into yours. Pressing my smile into your smile. I love waking up to that smile in the morning. I love feeling you pressed up against me when we go to sleep. I love you. I love you so much. I'm so lucky. I'm so happy that I get to be with you. You're my most important person. I want to give you everything I am. I'll give you all my time and all my love. There's so much of you here. So many layers of such an amazing, beautiful person for me to love. I'm never gonna get tired of you. Every day we spend together, I get to find out new things, new sides to you, new parts of you for me to love. I want to keep learning about you. Your ways to make you smile, your ways to hold you, your ways to touch you, your places to kiss and nibble and tease. Everything feels so right when I'm with you. You make me feel safe. You make me feel complete. You make me feel like the best person I can possibly be. And all at the same time, you make me feel like I never want to stop trying to be a better person for you. Hey! Kiss it all better now. I know I'm silly, but you love it. Come on. Come on. I'm serious. You're gonna have to kiss it better. Yes. Much better. Hey, guess what? I love you. Really like being here with you. Right here, in this moment. As much as I wish it could last forever, I'm really looking forward to all the other moments that we'll get to share. Together, in our own forever. There's so much for us to do together. There's so much for us to learn about each other. And I can't wait for the rest of the days I get to spend with you. For now, let's just stay here and snuggle, okay? I love you.